Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Have you been to the Organic Gardener Podcast website and signed up for our email list? If you go there, you will get my new PDF, 7 Awesome Ways to Find More Time in Your Garden. And it's just some tips that I've learned from listening to my amazing guests who are always sharing with us super effective ways to be a better gardener. So if you head over to the organicgardenerpodcast.com and enter your email, you'll get 7 awesome ways to find more time in your garden. You can also get a copy of our ebook of Organic Gardening Basics. And just all the show notes are there, all the links to our show. So, and I'll be sending out some Golden Seeds newsletters as I get them done. And of course, you'll get a special invitation to join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook community. Hope to see you there. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast today. And I have a special guest with me who you've heard before. And I'm going to replay her episode along with a lot of other episodes from the Alternative Energy Resource Organization here in Montana. So lots of gardeners, lots of great episodes that I'm going to replay on Thursdays for the month of September because I'm going to be super busy. I mentioned yesterday, I'm back in the classroom, going to be teaching second grade this fall, so all year. So I will try to put out a new episode. I have a great one I just did with this girl, Naomi, I met at the Columbia Falls Farmers Market. So I interviewed her on Saturday, August 27th. Let's try to get that out. But then today I'm going to talk to Pamela Lund, who's going to tell us about Aero, what they do, about their organization and their amazing expo. And the first episode I'm going to replay is my review of last year's Aero Expo that I went to with Robin Kelson. So anyway, that's what we're talking about today. It's going to be about the Alternative Energy Resource Organization, otherwise known as Aero, that we have here in Montana. So if you don't live in Montana, you might want to start an organization like this in your state, or there might be something like it, or you might want to come to Montana and check out ours because there will be lots of amazing gardeners there. So Tanner, if you ever wanted to visit Montana, I think the park, Glacier Park, will still be open. So it's a good time to visit. Welcome Pam this morning.
Hey, Jackie, good morning. Thanks for having me on again. Really excited about the upcoming Alternative Energy Resources Association organization, I should say. That's Aero Conference coming up on October 7th through the 9th here in Kalispell, Montana. And for more information, you can go to aeromt.org/expo for the latest info and registration information. So this year we're going to be doing a theme on what we need is here. And that's a line from a Wendell Berry poem called Wild Geese. And the idea is that what we need for developing a resilient Montana, and of course this applies to the broader community across the country and the world, is right here. Everything that we need to have the imagination, the talents, the resources to create the world we want. So the themes of the conference for this October will be alternative currencies and local economic resilience, including topics such as barter, time banks, slow money, protecting the land and a changing climate, including smart growth, rethinking properties such as affordable housing and agriculture and contributing to the community good, being good stewards of the land, saving seeds, also fresh forces for energy change, including renewable energy and cooperatives. And finally, the art of sustainability, which will be kind of a roundtable set of discussions, community conversations with makers locally here and teachers. We'll also have tours, including Lower Valley Farm, Purple Frog Gardens, the Flathead Valley Community College Brewing and Agricultural Sciences Tour, topics such as cider pressing, blacksmithing, and others that we are in the process of confirming. So super excited about that. And most exciting, we have our keynote speaker, Mary Berry, who is the executive director of the Berry Center in Kentucky, which advocates for farmers, land conserving communities, and healthy regional economies. And she is the daughter of the author and environmental advocate, Wendell Berry. So great to have her for the keynote. We're also going to have a couple of other speakers. Our opening keynote is Steve Thompson, who is the chair of the Climate Smart Glacier County, which that organization works to understand and educate others about the emerging impacts of our region associated with climate change. Also preparing to adapt to new social, economic, and environmental challenges, and promoting local solutions. So we're definitely chock full of some great speakers. And best of all, we're going to have lots of participants from the local community. So lots of folks to talk with about how we create a local economy that's resilient and sustainable. And I'm super excited about seeing all those folks there. And hopefully, if you're in the Montana area, you can join us. And if not, check out to see if there is something similar in your area.
Wow. Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. How exciting. And, you know, a lot of people have talked about Wendell Berry on my show and used a quote of or two of his. So that's exciting to hear that. That's kind of going to be the theme, and you're having somebody, his daughter from the Berry Center in Kentucky, coming all the way here. So I went to the Aero Conference last year, and it was amazing. I met so many cool people. I was like, how has this been around all these years, and I never knew about it. And just, if you want to be in a room of people that you feel like are your peeps, this is the place to go. If you listen to my show, you would love these people. So if you're in Montana or Idaho or California or New York or anywhere you've ever wanted to come to Montana, like I said, I'm pretty sure Glacier Park usually stays open through the end of October, at least. You never know when going to the Sun Road is going to close. I mean, we could get a snowstorm next week, but if you ever wanted to see Glacier Park and you want to come to the Aero Workshop, this is a great place to meet fellow gardeners, fellow farmers, people who are working to change the world, who have studied alternative energies, and people just really forward-thinking visionaries, entrepreneurs, people, and just like you said, stewards of our planet, good stewards of our planet. So sounds like lots of great fun stuff. I know when we were at the Save the Seeds event, the cider pressing thing was a pretty popular workshop that they had that day, I'm pretty sure. So I think that'll be popular again.
Excellent.
Anything else you want to say?
No, just again, if you want to go
let me ask one more. Where is it at? Is it at the Red Lion Inn?
Yeah, it's at the Red Lion Inn in Kalispell. And again, you can go to aeromt.org/expo for all the details. And if, you know, you want to stay at the Red Lion Inn, there's a little bit of discount for conference attendees. Okay. Yeah. And we're working on also having folks who may not be able to afford to both come to the conference if they're not local and stay. We're working on like homestays and other things. So you can definitely reach out to the folks on the aeromontana.org website and inquire about that if that's an issue.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because last year I slept in my tent. I know there were a lot of campers, and no one's going to be camping at the Red Lion Inn. Not to say that there's not camping places in the Flathead close by that you could camp at, too. But that's nice that there's going to be maybe some options to, you know, stay at people's houses, I guess. Kind of like, yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. Or just lands to camp on. So we could do that again as well. It just depends on the weather, probably. You never know. Like you just said, it could be a snowfall next week, or we could have lovely weather. You just never know here in Montana.
I know. I'm trying to think. Is it the end of September that Glacier Park? I don't know. You'd have to look on the Glacier National Park website, too, if you wanted to combine that in a trip. But anyway, Well, thanks so much, Pam, for coming on and telling us all about that. And I will try to get this up as soon as possible.
Awesome.
We've got a little bit of time to go. So have a great week. It was good to see you this weekend at the farmer's market. So
thanks, Jack P.
People are getting to their farmer's market. Yeah.
Awesome.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.